For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products. But today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Now, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable color, too. Yes, deep cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, we never did quite know why Spencer Grayson so unexpectedly accepted Faye's invitation to spend the holidays in Rushville Center. But yesterday, Spencer very nicely told Faye why. It seems that he's fallen in love with another girl who married someone else. Now he's turned to Faye again, what's usually called a rebound. But our gentle Faye didn't seem to mind one bit. Seems to me that Faye likes Spencer Grayson very much. Well, right now, it's very early in the morning, and Shuffle has just opened the lumberyard office.
That you, Ma?
Me.
Oh, Willie.
Yeah, Willie. You make it sound like I'm an attack of pneumonia or something.
That's my Willie. Always complaining about something. Someday you'll say something cheerful for a change, and I'll know it's the end of the world.
Listen to the number one grouch bag of the whole universe. But I got more important stuff on my mind. Mine come in yet, huh? How late did you stay last night, Shuffle?
Stay?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean in Ma's house?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm till about 10:45, I reckon. Yeah, I got home just about 10 to 11.
Uh-huh. And was he still there?
He? Oh, you mean Spencer Grayson.
Are you being stupid on purpose? Certainly I mean Spencer Grayson. And come to think of it, why did you have to hang around until 10:45? You should have left him there alone, him and Faye.
Tarnation, Willie, if you ain't getting to be the darndest Cupid. Spencer Grayson wasn't there, Willie, son. He left just about 5-10 minutes after you and Evie left.
He left?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, maybe he was still tired from his long drive. Unless he was just tired of trying to outweigh you. You sitting there monopolizing the parlor.
No, I've done that either, Willie. Mr. Grayson left about 5 minutes or so after you and Evie made your good nights, and he took Faye with him. The two of them, they went out for a walk.
A walk?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say so? A walk, huh? Well, that's fine. That's swell. And how long were they gone, Shuffle? Were they back by the time you left?
You don't ask more cutie questions than your wife, Evie. Relax, Willie. You can't keep score on every move the two of them make. Like old folks sitting behind the parlor curtains watching everybody who walks up and down the street.
Well, in kind of a way, you're right, Shuffle. I think I'm catching it from Evie. It used to be she had one topic of conversation, the Jolly 17. Now she's got a new topic of conversation, getting Faye married off to Spencer Grayson. Although, of course, I must admit that's a subject which we should all take an interest in.
No, there ain't no question about our taking a big interest in Faye, Willie, son. And in Faye's friends, too. But sweet Jerusalem, the boy hardly got to town 2 days ago. It don't make sense, everybody watching him so close.
That's what I keep telling Evie, but Evie's all twittery. Anyhow, how long did they stay out last night? Is that when you left, when they got back?
No, I just sat around keeping them all company. Dried the teacups after she washed them, and then I went home. Youngsters was not back yet.
10:45 and not back yet? Oh, that's very good, Shuffle.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah. Of course, it don't count 6 points like a touchdown. Maybe it counts 3 points like a field goal.
Touchdowns? Field goals?
Or maybe we just ought to start a box score, hits, runs, and errors. Willie, you just finished agreeing with me. We can't keep such tabs on Faye and Mr. Spencer Grayson.
I'm not keeping tabs. I'm just curious.
Well,
anyhow, here's somebody that's either a customer. Ma?
Good morning, Willie.
Oh, morning, Ma.
Good morning, Shepherd.
Morning, Ma. Don't you look nice and pink and rosy this morning?
Looks like we might have a white Christmas after all, since snow is beginning to come in on that wind. Oh, and while we're on the subject of Christmas, we're going to be so busy today and tomorrow, seeing as how we're closed on Monday. Do either of you need any time to finish your shopping?
Well, I could use an hour or so, Ma, but it doesn't make any difference. Either today or tomorrow will be all right.
Well, then I suggest you do it this morning, Willie, since the store's open. You too, Shuffle?
No, I got my shopping pretty well accomplished, Ma. All that's left is stopping at the sugar bowl and then getting Willie a couple of 10-cent cigars. Otherwise, I'm in good shape.
Well, gee, Shuffle, thanks. I'm only stopping at the dog pound to get you some nice little mutt to keep you company.
Two of a kind, huh? Thank you, Willie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, I got all my shopping all done. Faye says she'll do the marketing. Good.
Listen, Ma, talking about Faye, did she have a good time last night?
Huh? Last night?
Uh-huh.
You mean supper, Willie, dear? Yeah, we all had a good time at supper, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, but I meant after supper. Shuffle says that Faye and Mr. Grayson went out for a walk. What time did they get back, Ma?
Really, I don't rightly know. I went to sleep.
They wasn't back by the time you went to sleep? Oh, that's good. That's swell.
Don't call him Willie no more, Ma. Call him Cupie.
Oh.
That's his name, Cupie.
That ain't the point at all. I'm just taking an interest. Didn't you see Faye at breakfast, Ma? Didn't you talk about it then?
Yeah, sure, I seen her at breakfast, but no, I believe what we talked about this morning at breakfast was Christmas dinner. Oh, Willie, son, I reckon I know what's on your mind, but really we can't take that much interest in folks' comings and goings. Oh, we do take an interest in everything that our loved ones might be doing, but... Oh, what I'm trying to say is that it ain't right to be so expectant.
Well, carnation, Spencer Grayson got to town just 2 days ago. Him and Faye haven't seen each other in practically a year and a half. You don't have to buy no soup and fish for them wedding bells right this minute, Willie.
I've already informed you, Shuffle. I ain't listening for any wedding bells. I just want to know how matters stand. Anyhow, did Faye seem happy this morning, Ma? I mean, did she seem cheerful and full of pep and happy?
Faye acts like that practically every morning, really.
Oh.
But if you're asking is she especially happy because Mr. Spencer Grayson's in town, well, I do believe the answer would be yes.
And that's all I wanted to know. So you see, Shuffle, what I wanted to know ain't wedding bells. Okay, I'll go out and unlock the shed. I'll take the invoices with me. Come on when you're ready, Shuffle.
Yes, Willie, I'll be right out.
If we get the truck loaded up before 9, you can drop me in town and I can do my shopping.
Okay, son.
Well, we might as well settle down to business.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell Willie. Well, I can telephone Evie. Christmas dinner will be at 2:00. You come over as early as you'd like, Shepherd.
Yes, Ma. And we'll trim the tree Sunday night, is that right? After little Paulette is asleep in bed?
She's talking about helping trimming the tree herself this year.
Well.
And Faye's talking about having some of the younger folks in, too, to help trim the tree. That would be tomorrow night. I reckon that's to have them meet Mr. Grayson.
Yeah, I reckon so, Ma. Ma, I've been thinking. Taking one consideration with another, it looks like a pretty nice Christmas this year.
Land, yeah. Just last night I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, business is good. folks we love. They're well and happy. I got a penny postcard from Marietta and her husband. And they're well and happy.
Well, as the years go by, that's what I want more and more, Shepherd. We ain't young no more. We lived more than half of our lives. And now all I want is for these last years to be happy. Our loved ones happy and well.
Yeah. It was just a year ago today, Ma. Yeah, it was on a Friday. The Friday before Christmas. Just a year ago today that the cousins blowed into town. We was happy then, too. Little knowing how the cousins spell trouble.
Mm. Well, during the year that's gone by, things have worked out good for the cousins, too, Sheffield. Things always work out good if we'll only work along with them. If we try to help instead of trying to hinder. If we make good wishes for them around us and then try, really try, to make them wishes come true.
In other words, things can work out if everybody acts like Ma Perkins.
Oh, I don't mean nothing of the kind, Shelby. Maybe what I mean is this. We figure how the world is in bad shape. We see bad things happening around us. And then along comes Christmas time again. And we're reminded once more how there is such a thing as love and goodwill for everybody. Maybe that just gives us something to work for.
That there's a pretty good Christmas message, Ma.
Well, it's just the same old message, Shuffle. Only we're all so ready to forget it. Goodwill for everybody. Among folks, love.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean, you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still say rinsing work on wash day, get new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so, there's some of Ma's philosophy from which all of us can profit. Christmas is a reminder of the kingdom of heaven for all of us to work for. Well, on Monday, our annual Christmas party at Ma's house, to which Spencer Grayson is invited. And so are we. But now, this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.